Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. And I'll tell you what, there's been a lot of stuff going on out there. So much stuff going on in April. It is getting to be crazy. Not only that, I guess I get a year older here. I think Wednesday. Sounds like a birthday to me. Well, anyhow, guys. Welcome to my world. No, it isn't my world. It's Money and Change, isn't it? Well, anyhow, check out Money and Change every Sunday night at 7 p.m. and My World every Wednesday live at 8 p.m. Well, anyhow, guys, we have to get on with this show. We've done the disclaimer and you've heard that. Boy, that sounds really good. It's better than me reading it. I'll tell you that. Well, anyhow. Let's get on with the shout-outs. Of course, a big shout-out to the Trim Radio Network. We always have to give a big shout-out to those guys because, hey, they carry the show and they put up with some of my antics, and we have a little bit of fun in the meantime. And you can see right here the Trim Radio Network page, and you can see our shows. Adventure Waits Around the Bend. It's on Spotify. Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck is on YouTube and Spotify. Life Walk with Christ God is on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify, and that's with Michael Bejas. Money and Change, of course, every Sunday night at 7 p.m. We're on Rumble, we're on YouTube, and Spotify. And right after this show, I will put the Rumble link on our Facebook page so you'll get to see the show. Also, we have Offsides College Football Top 25 with Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. My World, Live, Laugh, and whatever. Hey, we're going to have some fun this week. You got to tune into it because I'm going to talk about a lot of stuff that's going on, but I'm also going to have a fairly famous comedian that you might know, and if you don't, you'll really like him. Anyhow, that's going to be at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. So you see us on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. The Positude Podcast, of course, with Rumble, Spotify, and YouTube. And, of course, Riscala's Red Pill Reality Show. You can give me the red pill or the blue pill. Yeah. And he still hasn't given me the green pill. I want the green pill, Riscala. Come on, get with it. Also, we've got Victoria Smith with the Natural Marketer Podcast. And of course, she's on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. If you have a business or a social group, a fraternity, sorority, whatever, you want to learn about marketing, you need to check her out. Okay? Listen to that show because it's a good show. She's got a lot of very good ideas. Hey, you know, if you take a look at this page, up at the top, we have Watch Live. We have other ways you can donate. We've got the Trim Radio Network with the shows. You can listen now, live stream, or past episodes. You can partner with us. You can host your own show, or you could advertise with Trim. You can support the station, donate now, shop the merchandise, or you can have an account here too. And you can go to the cart. If you go ahead and shop, you click on that shop button, this is what happens. Oh, the Trim Radio Network 22-ounce vacuum insulated bottle. Hey, it's a good deal. You got to check it out. It is. Keeps hot stuff hot and cold stuff cold. But you take a look at everything that we have here. The Trim Radio Network tumbler, of course, the vacuum insulated bottle, the Red Pill Reality Show black mug, and then we have Life Walk with Christ God color morphing mug. We've got the Trim Radio Network ceramic mug. We've got Take It All 15, Take Point 22 red blue color morphing mug. I need my own morphing mug. Life Walk with Christ God ceramic ornament. The Trim Radio Network duffel bag. That's a good deal. Hey, you go to the gym, put your stuff in that bag. Tell everybody you know about us. Also, we've got the Trim Radio Network wall clock. And you can get that for your wall. Guess what? It's a good clock, too. You want to check those out. Because the money that you provide by buying the merchandise goes directly into buying airtime for the show. Because we don't get paid. I don't think any of us want to get paid. All we want to do is serve the truth and cut the bull, or cut the bull and serve the truth. We are not like the MSM groups, if you know what I mean. So you can support us that way, and that really helps. If you want to do your own show, it's very easy to do. If I can do it, anybody can do it. All you have to do is click the blue button up here, and you have, hi there, thanks for visiting Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? Click on that button and this pops up. We're here to help getting your podcast in our network, getting you in contact with show hosts and anything else we can do to help. Just put your name in, your phone number, don't forget the area code, and your message. You could say, hey, I want to host my own show. How do I do it? Here's my email address. Here's my cell phone number. Contact me, hit the send message page, and somebody will get right back with you. It's very easy to do, and I'll tell you what, we go worldwide. Since we're on the web, we don't have to worry about being local stations and everything. All we have to do is get on the web and broadcast our shows, and we get the word out there. I had a request today from somebody in Myanmar, which used to be called Burma. And so now I have more than several people from Burma watching the show, which is great. I've got people from Burma. I've got people from South Africa. I've got people in India, Europe, North America. I think I still have one in Japan. And I haven't heard anybody from Iceland yet. So if you're in Iceland and you want to watch the show, hey, let me know. Just contact us. Hit that blue button. And tell them that you want to go ahead and subscribe. And it's free. And if you want to buy the merchandise, go ahead and do it. Well, anyhow, we've got shout outs to do. And of course, the big shout out to the Trim Radio Network. And a big shout out to the University of Findlay in Findlay, Ohio. The journey starts there. Actually, they call it your Euler journey begins here. And it does. It's a good school. It's an NCAA Division II sports school. Very good sports teams. Very competitive. And I'll tell you what, academically, they're very good too. And I can't speak enough about Dr. Kathy Fell for running the operations there at the University of Findlay. They have three campuses in Findlay, Ohio. One is the Hazardous Materials Campus. The other one is the Equestrian Campus, and that's also a pre-veterinary science campus. And they have the main campus where everything else goes on. And I'll tell you what, they have bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. They have five doctoral degrees that they offer. And I'll tell you what, it's a good school. It really is. Very good program. Just go to their page, www.findlay.edu. You can go ahead and click the request info button. You can visit the campus or apply. And I'll tell you what, the University of Findlay is Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges, according to Money Magazine. 19 consecutive years of best colleges in U.S. News and World Report. Best colleges in America in 2024 with Money Magazine. Hey, you can't beat that. All you have to do for athletics is click on the athletics page. It loads slowly because there's a lot of stuff. And I'll tell you what, I believe this is Mary Mulcahy, and she's a fantastic golfer. And we happen to be number five in the national polls. And I'll tell you what, they have a very good women's golf team there. Number five Oilers, eighth at Ohio State's Teresa Hassan Buckeye Invitational. Track and field, they have a very good track and field team. And also, they had a very good sports team that, you know, they run around tracks and stuff, you know. And I'll tell you what, the women missed the national championship by, I believe it was 0.06 of a point, of a second, rather. Wow, that's really doing it. But check them out. It's a good school, good facilities, very good coaches. And I'll tell you what, it's just a good overall school. Also, check out Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks does a lot of custom work for everybody. If you have a pen that you want to have for presentation to your employees, your management staff, your college, your university, your donors, whatever, contact Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. It's very easy to do. Just get a hold of him, and he will come up with a pen design for you. You tell him what you want, and he will come up with the prototype, and you approve it, and next thing you know, bingo, you've got some pens being made. And if you take a look at the different types of pens, I'm just zooming through the page here. It's one of the latest ones. And you go on with all of these friends and so forth, all kinds of pens. And you take a look at the pens, and I think we've done this before. Zooming around here, we've got all these pens. Look at them. And he does other things, too. He likes to have fun making all kinds of things. He's very good at it, too. That's Phil Hansen over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. You'll get them in a nice presentation case, and I'll tell you what, they're going to be perfect out the chute, and you're going to love them. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, I got to talk about Money and Change Financially Prepped page. You know, if you go to this page during the week, we're going to have a lot of different updates. And you'll see a lot of different things there. It's easy to join us. Just send us a request to join our group. I'll add you very easily. There's no charge. And we talk a lot about things that are financial, maybe how to save money, how to create a budget. We do all kinds of stuff. And, of course, we advertise on the page here. But we talked about tax days coming up. Here's what to know about filing the deadline. Yeah, I'm sweating the deadline this year. My accountant isn't done yet. And so I've only got a couple days to go, and I'm sweating because I need to get all that stuff in. And hopefully she gets it done. Anyhow, next we have a new food pyramid for a metabolically unwell nation. Oh, yeah, you got to read that one. I put that one there because that may help you save money and lose weight at the same time. And also, several charts to put Doge efforts in perspective. And you click on that, and I looked at that today, and I thought, holy cow, that is something to see how much money we can potentially save by getting unwanted programs, unneeded, uneconomical. Well, anyhow, we're trying to save money, right? Here's Pepper Princess, what you need to do to be a millionaire on your own home. Okay, to own your a home now. And I'll tell you what, Amber Stork, she's fantastic. She's a self-made millionaire. She tells you how to do it. She tells you how to live within your means. See, a lot of people go out and they like to have a lot of debt. And what happens with people with a lot of debt? They just pay on the interest. They don't pay on the principal. And as a result, they get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper in debt. And that's not good. You know, like I've always said with this show, pay down your debt. Put some money aside. You know, set up that emergency savings account. Start out $5 a week, $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever. Start putting some money aside for an emergency. Let's say your car breaks down. You need to get it repaired. What do? Surprise. You have to go to your emergency fund. Not put it on your credit card. Pay it off. After you put that money aside, buy some long-term foods because, hey, with all this stuff coming up with sanctions and everything else, we're going to need it. You know, and buy some seeds and start your own garden in the back. Be able to preserve water or purify water and save it. You know, you should have at least 3 gallons per person per day. They used to say 1 gallon per person per day. Ah, that's not right. Anymore, it's like 2 gallons per person per day, but I'm suggesting you do 3 gallons per person per day. That way you have plenty of water for hygiene, keep things clean, making sure that you have drinking water and things to wash your dishes in. Also, you might want to, if you don't like washing dishes, you know, paper plates come in handy. And in an emergency, you could eat on the paper plates. And then you could actually burn them for fuel if need be, in the worst case scenario. So we said, pay off your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, be able to purify and store water, make sure you have a good first aid kit. I mean a good one, not something that you end up with Wally World specials, you know, where they have 300 Band-Aids, a tube of first aid cream, a couple of aspirins, and that's it. Get yourself a good first aid kit. Make sure you have the clothes for the season. Here in the States right now, it's starting to warm up. It's also going to be a little bit wet, like it has been the last couple of weeks. So you want to make sure that you have some type of a raincoat to keep you dry. Then you need to make those blue tarp purchases. Remember I talked about blue tarps? Those come in handy. Let's say you have a leaky roof. Blue tarp goes up. They're very cheap. You can get them at Home Depot, Lowe's. You can get them at Wally World, better known as Walmart, a lot of other places. But you want to be prepared. That's why we call this Money and Change / Financially Prepared. We want you to be prepared because, God forbid, we end up with a recession. Everybody's going to be hurting. And the way things are going right now, and the inflation that we've had over the last 4 years, and we've had it, it's not going to get any better for at least maybe 2 years, my estimate, just my guess. So be prepared. Also, you have to check out the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista, and people are saying, Brad and Krista, who's that? Oh, gee whiz, this is Patriot Nurse, Rachel. Check out her video that we've posted there. Also, this guy you have to check out because I'll tell you what, he is really good at a lot of different things, not only on the farm, but a lot of things financially too. So you have to check him out. Oh, hey, who's that guy? I guess that's me. Money and Change. On Rumble, quick prep pantry peek. How to do your prepper pantry. You need to do that. Oh, money for you? The kid's giving away money? Holy cow, I wish she'd give me some. And then we talk about date of the week ahead and so forth. A lot of postings are here. So you have to check it out. Just go to Money and Change / Financially Prepped on Facebook. If you're not a member of Facebook, be one. Join our group. It is free. All you have to do is just send us a request. Also, check out the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. And it's actually Deep South Homestead and Pecan Grove. They've combined everything. Great people. They live down in Wiggins, Mississippi. And I'll tell you what, Danny's done a lot in his life. A lot of it's been construction and other things. He's done stuff with the government he has never talked about. But obviously he did some because he mentions a little bit, but he doesn't go into detail. But he knows a lot about economics. And so you want to check out Danny and Wanda King. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. I've known Dave for over, well, now 15 and a half years, almost 16 years. Great guy. He lives down in South Carolina. And he knows about the economy and he studies that. And he talks about prepping. And he's a pretty good guy. Really nice to talk to, too. Patriot Nurse with Rachel. Fantastic person. You have to watch her videos. Also, we've got the Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. Learn how to save money. You know, I mentioned her before. I really, really suggest that you need to watch her videos. Also, we have LDS Prepper with David Gilmore. And daggone it, David got me hooked into GMRS radios. And this is an Ocean, W-O-U-X-U-N, 935G+, with a Nagoya 771 antenna. And for $35, you can get a license from the FCC without taking a test. And your whole family can use that radio license. It's a good deal. And in when we have an emergency, and I'll tell you what, you have to use a cell phone and the cell phones aren't working and the telephones aren't working, what are you going to do? GMRS radios. Set your family up with GMRS radios. This radio goes 35 miles to a repeater in Dayton, Ohio. And from that repeater, it's on an 800-foot tower. It goes out 90 miles. So from my location, I can talk to people in Indiana, Southern Ohio, and close to Central Ohio. And I'll tell you what, it's a good deal. And you can have as many repeaters on here as you can get your little fingers on in your area. Right now, I've got 5 repeaters already programmed in here. So if I want to go up to the University of Findlay and I want to take this with me, I can talk up there because I'm on their repeater. If I need to talk to somebody in Springfield, Ohio, I can do that. So GMRS radio is a good thing. This one, I think I bought it from buy2wayradios.com. There are other places you can get them, but I'll tell you what. The best thing to do is don't buy them at Wally World, okay? Costco, no, they really don't work that well. You get the higher end jobs, and I'll tell you what, they'll really help you out. Okay, Colby Mack, we just showed his YouTube video. He's a very sharp guy, he really is. You know, with this weather, somehow my eyes just start itching, and I have a feeling it's due to pollen. And do you have any type of things in your house that clears up pollen? You know, I have an Eden Pure air purifier, and I use that quite a bit. Right now is oak pollen season, and I don't do well in oak pollen. So I have to behave myself. Well, what is going on? I'll tell you what, let's take a look at the U.S. debt clock. You always need to take a look at this. And of course, it's free and it's accurate. You can take a look at the state debt clocks. You can take a look at the world debt clocks. You can take a look at the time machine. Our U.S. national debt right now is $36,721,246,000,000 and climbing. Too fast for me to count. The debt per citizen is $107,343. The debt per taxpayer is $323,049. I don't know about you, but I don't have that type of money. Scary, isn't it? The Doge clock says that we have 315,200,000 saved. And it's basically $2,797. And there are a lot of sites you can go to check on that. But Doge is actually helping because everybody's been spending like a drunken sailor. Only the drunken sailors know when to quit because they run out of money. And the federal government, all they do is print money. And that's not good, especially during the last basically 12 years. It's my guesstimate. But I would say in the last 12 years, Congress likes to spend money. And nobody really wants to be accountable for it. And I was listening to Senator Kennedy, and he was talking about things today. And that guy has a Southern twang and a different type of attitude. And he comes up with a lot of good sayings. And he was talking about a senator that it was representative. Basically, I had some fun with some money, if you know what I mean. It was interesting to watch that discussion. And I wouldn't be surprised if she's not investigated and probably had criminal charges brought up on her. I won't mention anybody's name. But if you check that one out with Senator Kennedy, some of the stuff he's talking about, he's a good guy to follow. Well, what's going on? Well, I'll tell you what. Everybody's been talking about free trade lately. And you notice that President Trump is saying, well, we're going to put a tariff on the stuff that every country gives us, sells us. And he puts on a tariff of 25% to Canada and Mexico. Well, Canada and Mexico basically buy a lot of stuff from us, but they're putting a 25% tariff on our stuff coming into their country. So why don't we put a 25% tariff on something coming from their country into our country? Wouldn't that be a net zero kind of a thing? Only on certain items. But I'll tell you what. I think the whole goal of what Trump is trying to do is actually open it up for trade where we might have 10% from one country to another, and it's reciprocal. Eventually, trading ought to be free and easy between countries. If we sell a bottle of pop to Canada, there shouldn't be a tariff on it. And if we wanted to buy, gee whiz, maple syrup, there shouldn't be a tax on that. Because all that's going to do, if we have taxes in both countries, that's going to kind of slow down the trade, if you know what I mean. And I think what Trump is trying to do is to level the playing field, because a lot of countries are saying, oh, well, we give you a 35 or 45% tariff. We don't want you selling your goods in our country. So we're going to put this tariff on, which adds the price to everything, raises everything up. And then what happens is their goods coming to our country is going to be a lot cheaper. And so we're going to buy that. And it's tough. It really is. International trade is a tough situation. Of course, then we have the Chinese. And Trump is saying, well, we're going to go ahead and set up a tariff of, I think, 125%. And it's bound to go higher. And the Chinese said, well, we're going to raise ours. Well, who buys the most from China? We do. So China loses in this deal because we stop buying goods from China. We might get it from someplace else. And China doesn't get the money that they normally would receive. So I think the economy in China is going to be a little shaky for a while. I think we're going to be as shaky as well. I think what we need to do is just have a reciprocal agreement. Maybe a 5% tariff on everything from each country. It was interesting. I watched a video today of a Scottish guy who lives in Moscow who went to a shopping center. And if you're a member of a club, you save 40%, just like going to our Costco or Sam's Club. You know what I mean? And he goes into these stores, and my God, they're stocked with everything. They've got women's perfume. They've got clothing, and good trade name clothing, too. And of course, they have their own brands. and they have, for example, tools. They would have Makita and DeWalt and a lot of others for hand tools and so forth in the stores. I mean, if they have a sanction, where are they getting the tools from? Other countries. There's always a back door to get in, and you might pay a little bit more, but guess what? They don't really have a problem with sanctions. And it was evident in these shops where this guy went. I looked at another person who was in Russia, and they did the same thing. They went to different stores other than, you know, what the Scottish guy did. This guy was from Australia. And he's talking about all the different types of stuff that they have. And you wouldn't know that they have sanctions. I mean, they had U.S. cereals there. They had U.S. candy bars there. They had pop or soda, as people on the East Coast say. They had everything. The sanctions really weren't hurting a bit. There are ways to get around the sanctions, and they found a way to do it. But fair trade is the name of the game. If everybody plays well in the sandbox, if you know what I mean, if everybody behaves themselves, everybody gets along, everybody benefits. And I think that's where Trump's going with everything. And hopefully he can achieve all of that. It's just renegotiating of the tariffs. And, you know, people get worried about that. So, you know, there's nothing free about free trade. There's always going to be something where you're going to have to pay some type of a duty or a tax or a fee. And they're talking about it in that article on Zero Hedge. And the one thing was, how free can international trade be if its proponents depend upon a labyrinth system of rules that requires those 1,000-page treaties and guidance from the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, and the Export-Import Bank of the United States, the International Monetary Fund, and so forth. A lot of paperwork involved. It was interesting. Years ago, I went to the Bahamas, and everything that we brought in with us just to camp for a little over a week on Andros Island in the Bahamas, we had to pay a 33 1/3% duty on everything that we brought in. Any food that we brought in, 33 1/3% more was added. Any lumber that was brought in for construction, they had that duty added on there. Why? Because they didn't have any tax there. The only tax that they had was from imports. And that was interesting to see. It was expensive. 33 1/3% or 33.5%, that was expensive. That was expensive. So, you know, how free is free trade? You can read that article on Zero Hedge. And at the end of the show, I will be putting a lot of the links to these on our page. You'll see something about the video, and then under the video, you'll see comments. Click on the comments, and these will all be posted. So, you know, why tariffs are expected to increase car insurance costs? Well, guess what? You're bringing in a foreign car. And Trump said, well, buy American, and you don't have a problem. You buy foreign, and you're going to pay more. Well, I think we've always had to pay more, but now we're going to pay a lot more. If the car is made in the United States and the parts are here in the United States, you're not going to have a problem with it. It's when they import the cars from overseas. So, you know, these articles, I mean, you read all this stuff and you wonder, man, how bad is it going to get? What's the price of things? Basically, what they're saying in this article says that auto tariffs will have a domino effect. Any automotive tariffs will likely trigger a domestic or domino effect that could lead to higher car insurance prices. because the cars are going to be higher in insurance. Have you noticed your insurance? Hasn't it gone up? I about hit the ceiling when I got my insurance because guess what? All the storms in Florida and other disasters, hey, my homeowner's insurance went up. My car insurance went up. It used to be decent. But now it's like almost $3,000 a year. I don't like paying that. And I don't know if it'll ever come down. It's just something that it's necessary you have to live with. They said as a new vehicle and auto parts prices go up to cover the cost of tariffs, prices for repairing or replacing a car after an accident, other damage or vehicle theft will rise in addition. Insurers will pay out more for auto insurance claims and then will likely seek higher car insurance rates to compensate for their higher rates or costs. So auto insurance premiums are a reflection of the cost of pay claims, according to Stephen Crudson, the senior director at the Global Insurance Intelligence Group at J.D. Power. And that's a global data and analytics company. Yeah, it's going to happen. They're going to do it all off of statistics. Insurance companies like to make a little bit of money because they have investors. They have stockholders. And they like to make a profit. But the way things are with imports, I don't know. Hyundai is going to be doing some big development here in the States, as well as a few other Japanese companies, and I think we'll even have more. The good thing of it is it causes more employment and more taxes derived out of it. So, you know, this tariff business is something else. Well, tariff playbook. Watch this video.
For costs, I'm very concerned about the day-to-day operations of small businesses. If you think about the cost of foodstuffs going up at your cafe, you're going to have a really hard time keeping those prices correct. The other is uncertainty around financial planning. Most small businesses have about 3 months of cash in the bank, so it is hard for them to plan when there's this much uncertainty. And then finally, no one engages with consumers as much as a small business. Consumers are used to consistent pricing, so they're going to have some frustration and confusion with those consumers. So we're really concerned for them.
What can small businesses do to protect themselves from tariff uncertainty?
You know, I never thought I'd be the one to say slow your growth down, but we have to keep some cash in the bank right now with this uncertainty, with prices going up and down. So slow a little bit down. Let's make sure that we don't make that higher unless we really need to. We don't purchase that new oven. So that's one. I think second, being honest with your customers, really saying, look, your price of your cup of coffee is going up. Here's why I had to pass this along to you. That way they're not thinking that you're gouging them. And then finally, there's always money where you can find it in your own hand. So cut costs where you can. Really look at your P&L and see if you can conserve some of your own money in your bank account.
All right. So for all the entrepreneurs out there and the small business hopefuls, what advice would you give to someone who is looking to start a small business in this environment?
Well, you'll always hear me say, Brad, that you should start. Jump in, go for it. Just be a bit conservative. Know that you should probably have a little bit more money in the bank than I would normally tell you to start that business. Look at other financial tools like opening a line of credit in case costs do go up. Maybe be a little slower in those hires. So, but always jump in. The American dream is still here. We are still on Main Street.
Elizabeth, thanks so much for taking the time here with us today. Appreciate it.
And I'll tell you what, guys, what I would do, especially in the restaurant business, and I've done that for quite a while. You know that you're going to have enough capital for at least 2 to 3 years before you basically turn a profit in a restaurant, because you're going to have to buy your food, your equipment, tables and chairs and so forth, paper goods, you're going to have to turn around and buy advertising. And you may not make enough money to recoup that cost. Your pricing has to be right. For example, today, I went to my local restaurant and I got a bowl of soup, vegetable soup. They have the best in the world. Fantastic stuff. And I got a toasted cheese sandwich and a glass of iced tea. By the time I got done, it was over $17. I could have gone to Wendy's and got something a lot cheaper and probably just as good. Their prices went up. They didn't tell anybody the prices went up because when I originally started going there, guess what? It was $12 and now it's $17. It's called inflation. So you need to check that out. Let's see what else we've got going on here, because I've got some other stuff here. And hopefully we can get that back on the screen. The U.S. Postal Service is going to hike stamp prices. Oh, yeah. By about 7.4% to 78 cents effective this summer. 78 cents. Buy your stamps now. I mean, buy your stamps. It's either that or you're going to have to pay electronically. I would rather pay with a check or pay with cash rather than electronically because some people's accounts can get raided. I don't like to give anybody permission to get into my accounts electronically. Well, anyhow, the article was in Zero Hedge. We'll have a posting for that. But the U.S. Postal Service has proposed raising the prices of forever stamps from 73 cents to 78 cents as part of a broader rate hike set to take effect July 13th, pending approval from the Postal Regulatory Commission, according to CBS News. The increase would raise mailing service prices about 7.4%. And gee whiz, the Postal Service hasn't had a profit in years. And they keep raising things. You know, in a normal business, wouldn't they cut back on staffing? Wouldn't they be as efficient as they possibly could? How about not delivering mail Saturdays and Sundays? That would be a big savings there. Something to think about. The UPS says the hike is necessary for financial stability, continuing a trend of rate increases under former Postmaster General DeJoy, who warned customers to expect uncomfortable pricing adjustments after a decade of flawed pricing models. I imagine DOGE would want to take a good look at the Postal Service. And maybe they already have, and maybe they've made some recommendations. But I have a feeling that you could make a lot of recommendations to streamline the post office and make it very efficient. But we'll have that article posted. These are the most taxed states in America. And all you have to do is take a look at everything. Look at California out here on the far left, 11%. Then you go down to Texas, is 7.8%. No wonder the people in California moved to Texas, right? Well, how about North Dakota, 6.6%, South Dakota, 6.5%. Where if you go to Illinois, it's 10.2%. Ohio's 9.4%. Kentucky's 8.9%. Tennessee, 6.4%. A lot of businesses are going to Tennessee. A lot of businesses, and that's fine. You know, I think if we reduced our taxes and we made government very efficient, we'd be a lot better off. Because a lot of government is not efficient. Some parts of it are, but a lot of it isn't. But you take a look at the total tax burden, property income, and salary taxes, okay, and the percentages of people's income. It gets expensive, especially when you're talking Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Maine, Vermont, 11.5%, New York, 13.6%. I wouldn't live in New York. I had friends that lived in New York, and they just said, well, that's what happens. That's what you put up with. Too expensive for me. Hey, we've got three tips for last-minute tax filing. It's tax season, guys. Are you starting to sweat? I am, and I'm not doing the taxes. My accountant is. And I'm sweating. I'll probably have to do an extension, but I'm going to have to pay. I'll have to pay an estimated on it. I don't want to pay any penalties. If I have to pay a penalty, I'm going to go after the tax accountant. Let's see what they have to say here.
15th, known as U.S. Tax Day. As of late March, the IRS had received 89.6 million returns. That's actually down 0.8% from this time last year. So if you're one of the many Americans who hasn't yet filed, we're here to help you out with some last-minute tax tips. So joining me, we've got Tom O'Saban, who is the Director of Tax Content at the National Association of Tax Professionals. Tom, you sent over six great tax tips here, so take us through those.
Well, when you think about it, it's interesting, Brad, to see the delays in people filing returns. And I think it's probably a factor, first of all, of late receipt of 1099 documents or K-1s or other things that taxpayers need in order to file their returns. I think there's also some concern out there, as there could be some, is there a possibility there could be some retroactive tax legislation that would somehow affect the 24 filing? Well, there's not much time for that left. There's only a few days left here. So I think what people should do is maybe, you know, ignore a lot of the noise that's coming out of Washington and try to do things in a straightforward way. And as you're sitting down to do your taxes, first thing, don't panic. Sit down, take a deep breath. And when we talk about there, yeah, some of the things I provided. Some of the errors that cause returns to fail are just making sure that your Social Security number is correct, like we're showing there on the screen. If you possibly changed your marital status this last year, did you also change your last name? And if you did you change your last name with Social Security? I'll tell you right now, what the IRS does is it matches the Social Security number to the first four letters in that last name. And if they don't match, then that's going to cause a reject when the return is electronically filed. So that would be a number of things. Also for the kids, if you're having dependents on the return, let's check those Social Security numbers too to make sure that they're correct. And they could also have different last names. So let's make sure we verify that information as we're getting started. And I can't stress enough to use software. I'm not here trying to sell software, but certainly there are free services out there, including IRS Free File. I'll tell you, as a tax professional, I certainly use software. It makes me more efficient. And software will eliminate some of those math errors. Now, it won't make the input any better, but it would certainly impact the information going on the wrong line, the totals not being correct, that type of an issue. And also, when we're dealing with this, let's use direct deposit. So you don't have a refund tied up in the mail. We worry about, you know, the safety of the U.S. mail system or delays there might be. And then when you don't get your refund, you're wanting to maybe call the IRS to find out what's going on. Where's my refund? Well, I would suggest you use the Where's My Refund tool. And if you can, try to avoid having to have person-to-person contact with the IRS. One of the points that we just had up on the screen is a really important one. It's no different. You see all kinds of files here in my office. And many of those contain last year's returns, even for new clients coming in. Huh. The first thing I'm going to do when I start working on your return is I'm going to look at last year's. So I think when you start working on your own return,
right,
you should also take the advice from those of us who do taxes for a living, start with looking at last year to make sure you've got all the information that you should have, and then take a moment to sit back and think about what changed in my world in this last year? You know, we've got energy credits out there. If you perhaps did some home improvements and replaced some exterior doors and windows or right. got a new furnace or an air conditioning unit, there could be things you need to think about as we're going through, but don't rush, don't panic. 2024 is looking a lot like 2023, but back to your opening comments, I think people have delayed because the information they're getting has been delayed.
So your last point is don't avoid filing because you owe taxes. Pay even if you owe. What do you do if you owe but you know you can't afford it?
That's a really, really great question. And I think it's the number one reason people will put their head in the sand and not file. Think about it this way. If you were to go into a bank to borrow some money, I don't think you would just walk into the bank and say, "Hi, I'm Tom O'Savin. Lend me some money." Well, they'd want to know some information about you, wouldn't they? Well, the IRS is no different. The IRS and all the departments of revenue are reactionary. In other words, if you think you don't have the money to pay, it's due on Tuesday, that's the filing deadline, you don't call the IRS today and say, "Put a note in my file." What you need to do is file the return. Once the IRS has that return, they've got something to look at in order to work with you on something as simple as a deferral. You can do an online payment plan, which I've read very often is sometimes the easiest way to finance your taxes. But the number one thing to do is don't delay the filing. Don't ignore the filing because it won't go away. File the return, and then you can work with the IRS in working out a payment plan or perhaps even a compromise to settle the debt for less than you owe if you've got some substantial medical expenses, lost your job, that kind of an issue.
Really good advice. Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
There you go. You've got some information there. We'll have that posted too, so you can take a look at that last minute tips. Wow, list of taxes. You can take a look at the list of taxes that the average American pays. You can take a look at it. Boy, is that a list. Wouldn't it be nice if we just had an income tax where it was just 10%? That's all you pay. You don't have to pay any other tax. Just 10%. Maybe 15%. A lot of countries, you know, they take a lot more percentage than that. But there's your list of taxes. Wow, tax day. It's coming up. Hopefully you file by the deadline or you can get an extension. Just don't cheat on your taxes because they're going to find out what's going on and then you're going to have to go through an audit and you don't want to have to go through that. This will be posted on the website so you can take a look at that. Nothing free about free trade. We talked about that. And we talked about tax tips and everything else. And I'll tell you what, the next couple of days are going to be tense days for a lot of people, especially the ones where the tax preparer is going to have to file an extension. Oh, I hate that. But it's going to be a reality, I think, for me. It'll be a miracle if they get it done by Tuesday. It'll be a miracle. Not that I have a lot of taxes. It just happens that she has a lot of clients. And she's very good at what she does. So, you know, I give her the benefit of the doubt. Well, anyhow, guys, we're going to cut it short tonight. Just remember, check out Money and Change / Financially Prepped Facebook. Check out the Trim Radio Network and check out all of our shows. And if you want to do a show, remember, all you have to do is go back to that little blue button and click on that. Say, "Hey, I want to do my own show." Or, "Hey, I want to join Stu's Money and Change page or Stu's My World page. How do I do it?" You know, they'll send me information. They'll say, "Add this person to your website," and we'll take it from there. But don't panic. Put some money aside, pay down your debt, buy some long-term food, be able to store water, make sure that you get the clothes for the season, your medications, make sure you have that too, And, you know, a lot of medications are coming out of China. So you're going to have alternative sources for medications. If they decide to embargo on or have tariffs on medication, a lot of people are going to be in a world of hurt. So prepare now, because maybe the summer is going to be pretty tough. Well, with that, guys, that's all I have for Money and Change this week. So what we're going to do is bail out of here, and you guys have a good week. We'll see you on Money and Change Wednesday. No Money and Change. Well, Money and Change next Sunday at 7 p.m., but My World at 8 o'clock. And we'll have some fun there, okay? Have a good week, and we'll see you Wednesday.